Every single person on the face of this earth has a religion, even if they think they don't. Why do I say that? Because what is a religion? A religion is two things, a worldview and an ideology. What is a worldview? A worldview is your perception of existence, and ideology is how you live according to that perception. And that's pretty much all a religion is. And therefore, there is no such thing as an a-religious person. Someone who doesn't believe in God, well, that's part of their worldview. The fact that there isn't a God is going to mean they will live in a certain manner. Someone who believes in a day of judgment, that's part of their worldview. And therefore, it means they will live in a different manner to someone who doesn't believe in the day of judgment, and so on and so forth. So the question isn't about whether we have a worldview or a religion or not. The question is, which worldview and which religion and which ideology are we following? Now, in this series, we're not going to try to prove the right worldview versus the wrong worldview. We just want to present the worldview the Quran is giving the human being. That's all. Now, if you imagine Islam to be like a carpet, a beautiful carpet with loads of lovely designs, but there is one central design that all the other designs are there to complement. And that's what's making this carpet so beautiful. If we imagine Islam to be like that, you know, we have issues in Islam, we have practices in Islam, we have many things in Islam, rituals and so on and so forth, which are like the side designs, the edge designs of this carpet, and they're beautiful when they're in their right place. But what is that central design that everything in Islam is complementing? What is Islam all about? In other words, in one word, how would you define Islam? A great Islamic scholar called Allama Tabatabai, may Allah have mercy on him, once defined the entire religion of Islam in one word. Do you know what that word was? That is the topic of our discussion today, inshallah, as well as the following discussions. He said that Islam in one word equals At-Tawheed. What is At-Tawheed? For those of us who are Muslim, we often think we know what Tawheed is. But is Tawheed really what we think it is? Or does the Quran have a very different perspective about the concept of At-Tawheed? At-Tawheed, very simply, is to believe in one God. But what does this belief mean? What does that look like? You know, and is this belief in one God, which the Quran is teaching us and teaching all human beings, the same as we've imagined it to be? Who is that God that in Arabic we call Allah? What is that being? Who is he? Is it even right to refer to him as he? So brothers and sisters, before we discuss the verses of Quran related to Allah the Exalted, allow me to give a little backdrop, inshallah, regarding the Quranic belief about Allah the Exalted. First and foremost, Allah the Exalted, the one true God, which is the pillar and the core and the essence of the entire religion of Islam, is the absolutely needless being. He is absolutely independent in the absolute sense of that word. He does not need anything or anyone, while everything other than Allah is in need of him. For what? For their very existence. Sometimes we think that Allah, God, is like the watchmaker. The watchmaker came one day, he made a watch, and then he left. The watch has been left there since that day. It's functioning perfectly fine. We often say Allah created us, created in the past tense. He created everything. And what this sometimes does is it makes us think that we are no longer in need of Allah. We're no longer in need of that watchmaker because the world is functioning, I'm living my life. But yes, in order to come into existence, I needed him. That's not what the Quran says, dear brothers and sisters. The Quran teaches us that every single particle of existence which is created by Allah is absolutely needy on Him, not only in order to come into existence, but even in order to continue existing. Allow me to give an example. Imagine a house in your mind. Imagine that picture in your mind. Imagine the door, the windows, maybe it has a chimney. That house is existing in your mind as long as you're paying attention to it. The moment you stop paying attention to that house, it no longer exists. That is the example of Allah and us and all creation. Creation exists so long as Allah is paying attention to it. Creation exists so long as Allah wills it to exist. It's not the case that after coming into existence, we then became needless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who is causing every atom of creation to exist every single moment, right? And in this, there is no difference between a good person and a bad person, a believer, a non-believer. In fact, in this aspect, all creation is the same. And we'll discuss this, inshallah, in future episodes. So Allah is the one who's giving creation existence every moment. He is the one who has the ability to do all things. And He is the one who owns all perfections in their unlimited form. And we as human beings are innately after perfection. We love perfection. We love beauty. Allah owns beauty in its unlimited form. We love wealth. Allah owns wealth in its unlimited form. We love power. Allah owns power in its unlimited form. We love knowledge. Allah owns knowledge in its unlimited form. And in fact, all these perfections that we see in one another, in ourselves, in the world around us, it's all by means of Allah. It's just a small glimpse, a limited version of that true unlimited version, which is Allah the Exalted. That is Allah, your creator, my creator, the creator of all created things. Allah, our creator, has created us with wisdom. And that means that we have a purpose in our lives. We're not aimless, purposeless beings just roaming around, having nothing to do. You and me and every single human being on the face of this earth has been sent into this world by Allah to fulfill a mission. And the Quran is here to help us understand what that mission is, as well as to empower us and enable us to fulfill it. This is Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.